from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Anyone remember such titles as God's Blessing Sends Us Forth, Sent Forth by God's Blessing, Sing Praise to Our Creator, God's Holy Mountain We Ascend? We'll meet the author of these texts on this, our 85th show.
This is Crystal Spinch It Anywhere, episode 85. And now here's the Snark of Snarks, Brian Michael Page. Hello there and welcome. Ego sum brianis mic aelis pagina. We are in the 10th week of Ordinary Time, 2007. Yesterday, of course, was Corpus Christi, simply known these days as the body and blood of Christ. Now, let's take a look at that. Body and blood of Christ. We've been using this title over the last few years now, instead of just simply Corpus Christi. Let's look at the traditional calendar here. Corpus Christi would have been last Thursday, as it was traditionally celebrated on the Thursday after Trinity. And yesterday would have simply been the second Sunday after Pentecost. Now, this Sunday is the 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Finally, a series of numbered Sundays, right? It gets broken again the following Sunday as the birth of John the Baptist falls on a Sunday this year, superseding the regularly numbered 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time. I've got to tell you, we have an excellent, excellent bishop here in our diocese. He probably needs no intro at this point, but he is doing excellent work in denouncing abortion and its support by Catholic politicians. Catholic politicians. Well, here's an example of Catholic politicians. Bishop Tobin made national news and also world news as of late, and I highly commend him for his work. Bishop Thomas J. Tobin of Providence, that is. If you're hearing this, Bishop Tobin, take a bow. Now imagine this crap, okay? Presidential hopeful Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City, says this. He thinks abortion is wrong, but it should be up to the mother to make a choice whether or not to kill an innocent baby. You know what that's like. That's like saying murder on an already born person is wrong, but it's up to the gunman to choose whether or not to pull the trigger. Or let's take a look at Bishop Tobin's example. This one's really good, too. Giuliani's stance on abortion is like that of Pontius Pilate, who insisted that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was wrong, but he felt he had to respect the wishes of those who handed Jesus over. Wake up, people. Popular doesn't necessarily mean good. I give all the kudos in the world to Bishop Tobin for giving morality a shot in the arm that it deserves. This is Catholic teachings on steroids, folks. This is what we need. That is being pastoral. Not giving us what we want, but what we need. Today we're going to explore the author of some hymns. Some you probably haven't heard in quite a while. And some that are actually still hits. But this guy was big, especially back in the 60s. We'll talk about him shortly. First, here are them jungle screechers.
Feast for the week. Feast for the week.
Thank you, Jungle Screechers, and happy Corpus Christi. Here's one of those unique weeks. First of all, we're in the 10th week of Ordinary Time. Okay. We have no optional memorials to speak of this week. However, we do have a 1 solemnity and 3 mandatory memorials. We'll start with Monday, mandatory memorial. St. Barnabas, the apostle, St. Paul's buddy. Tuesday,
Feria.
Wednesday, another mandatory memorial, St. Anthony of Padua. Thursday,
Feria.
Last of the Ferias by this week, by the way. Friday, solemnity. the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is something that is celebrated each year on the Friday after Corpus Christi. So yeah, Sacred Heart is a movable feast, just like Pentecost, Corpus Christi, Easter, and all them. Saturday, another mandatory memorial. Right next to this, the day after the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that's pretty cool how the two hearts, one right after the other. First the one of Jesus, and then that of his Blessed Mother. You know, and it works out nice because Mary is usually an option on Saturdays anyway, so why not make it mandatory this Saturday? I like the idea myself. And then this Sunday, the first of a sequence, well, shouldn't really say a sequence, first of a broken sequence of numbered Sundays of Ordinary Time, the 11th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great saints.
Christos Vincit semi-live in our living room.
Why, hello there. Ego sum brianis mikaelis pagina. And I'm relaxing in my living room while chattering away. We've been up to our tails in softball. Playoffs, practices, all-star practices. And we're far from done. So today, I decided to record the semi-live segment in the solace, the quiet, the peace, the serenity of the family living room. Let's take a look at the music that we did for Corpus Christi. This may be a little bit complex, you see, because Saturday was our choir mass, and the reason we made Saturday our choir mass was because we had the Corpus Christi procession right after. Opening hymn for all the masses, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart. This, of course, was the official hymn of the 1976 Eucharistic Congress in Philadelphia. The hymn was written by Omer Westendorf, who we'll be discussing shortly, and Robert Kreutz. Now, Mike on the RPINet message board wrote me once, trying to imagine what Finer Sweet would sound like as an opening hymn. Simply picture Left High the Cross as an opening hymn and how you would possibly play it. Think of this as how I would register Gift of Finer Sweet as an introit hymn. Full great for the refrain, and for the swell, at least 8, 4, and 2. That would be for the verses. I won't play it here only because the hymn is copyrighted. It's owned by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Another reason I did pick this is the entrance hymn. The introit itself, in both the Roman Missal and the Roman Gradual, basically translates, "The Lord fed them with finest wheat and honey. They ate and they were satisfied." Now the Gloria for all the masses was Gloria 8, Missa de Angelis. Psalm 110 was the psalm of the day with the antiphon, "You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek." That was chanted to Psalm tone 8G. The Alleluia was the mode 6 Alleluia, and we sang the verse to tone 6. And now, here is our offertory.
Thank you.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence. The text comes from a Greek source, the Liturgy of St. James, and paraphrased by Gerard Moultrie. The tune, Picardy, is a French hymn tune. The arrangement of that tune you hear here is by Gustav Holst. This recording, by the way, is from last year. The Liturgy of the Eucharist, that is the Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamation, the Amen, and the Agnus Dei, are all from the Jubilate Deo collection of Mass chants. Now, normally a week like this in the middle of the month, we'd use the English Mass, but since this was Corpus Christi and celebrating the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father and I both agreed that it was fitting that we use the Latin ordinaries. The Lord's Prayer we did in English. We haven't taught them the Latin to that one yet. Here's the communion hymn that we did at 4:30 on Saturday. Ave Verum Corpus. Text from Pope Innocent III. Music, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Now, our communion at the rest of the Masses was Eat This Bread. Refrain and verses by Robert Battistini and Jacques Bertier. Now, our closing hymn and the Sunday Masses was this.
Hark! The songs of peace for Zion.
that's one of those amongst the hymns that just about every Catholic congregation should know. Hallelujah, Sing to Jesus. Text by William Chatteron Dix. Tune, Heiferdahl, by Roland H. Pritchard. Now, the Saturday Mass ended a bit differently. Instead of the conventional closing, we ended with the Corpus Christi procession. And we're going to play a couple of clips of the hymns we did. There were actually five hymns. We're going to play clips from like three of them. The first, of course, is this one. Another hymn that just about every Catholic should know, the O Salutaris Hostia. That was the setting by Anthony Werner, by the way. Normally we do an outdoor procession. It was raining, so we ended up doing an indoor procession. The refrain of the next hymn you're going to hear, you might have heard this before. This is the accompanied version. Sweet Sacrament. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Text by Father Frederick Faber. Tune, Sweet Sacrament. First published in a German hymnal in 1826. Now, following that, we got a few verses in from O Sacrament Most Holy. The text by Erwin Udelusch, Capuchin Franciscan. The tune, Non Dignus. Early American. I think it was like 18th or 19th century American. And of course, we did the Mode 3, Tantum Ergo, once we got back in place. We also chanted the Divine Praises, monotone. And this was our final hymn, the closing hymn. was an older recording, but yes, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Original German text, Ignaz Franz, translated by Clarence Walworth. The tune, Große Gott, from a Viennese hymnal dated in 1774. And we will be back.
This is Carla from Divine Mercy Ministries, inviting you to subscribe to the Wide Awake Podcast. In the Wide Awake Podcast, you'll hear about events that have awakened us spiritually, whether we're nodding off a little or flat out in a dead sleep. And you'll be invited to share your own wake-up moments. There will be much more, of course, but you'll have to subscribe to get in on the fun. This is Carla with a K from Divine Mercy Ministries, praying that you keep the light on and stay wide awake.
Don't do this at church. How many people these days remember the name Omer Westendorf? Omer Westendorf, born in 1916, died in 1997. Mr. Westendorf was the founder of the World Library of Sacred Music, publisher of the People's Hymnal in the 50s, and the People's Mass Book in the 60s. World Library of Sacred Music later became what we know today as World Library Publications. Omer Westendorf spent many years as organist and choir director at St. Bonaventure Church in Cincinnati, and recorded albums aplenty with that particular choir. One of the most notable albums is the Latin Mass for Nostalgic Catholics. Now, long before Thomas Day wrote the book Why Catholics Can't Sing, Westendorf wrote the 60s classic Music Lessons for the Man in the Pew. Now, this was a book that was written shortly after the Second Vatican Council in light of the newfound call for that full, conscious, and active participation. Or as we call it today, FCAP. Full, conscious, and active participation by the congregation. You know, say the spoken responses, sing the hymns, more importantly, sing the Mass. The cover of this book, I can remember this from my childhood days. The cover shows a cartoon drawing of a disgruntled, bald-headed man sitting in the pew. If I remember correctly, this is almost in the shape of who is known today as Eric Cartman. Yeah, I see we have some South Park buffs out there. His facial expression was one to say, "You think you're going to get me to sing? You're smoking the wrong dope, man." Best of all, Omer Westendorf was known for his hymn texts. Omer's hymns set the standard of the day, serving mainly as functional hymns for entrance, communion, and recessional, but his repertoire was not limited to those. And in the earlier editions of the People's Mass Book, even as late as 1970, Mr. Westendorf used different nom de plumes in the author credit. Pen names such as Paul Francis, Mark Evans, and J. Clifford Evers. It wasn't long after 1970 when the name Omer Westendorf appeared on these texts, finally. Most of these appeared with traditional hymn tunes. Now, here's a sampling of titles that belong to Mr. Westendorf. God's Holy Mountain, We Ascend. This uses the tune Wir schauen leuch tet, der Morgenstern, or How Brightly Beams the Morning Star. Sent forth by God's blessing, using the tune Ash Grove, which we often use with Let All Things Now Living. God's blessing sends us forth, set to the tune St. Elizabeth, which we all know with Beautiful Savior or Fairest Lord Jesus. Praise God in His Holy Dwelling, set to a rhythmic tune by Jan Vermulst. You Have Looked Upon the Lowly, which has been set to a few hymn tunes, old and new. Matter of fact, that particular work is owned by ICEL, I-C-E-L, the International Committee on English and the Liturgy. 99% of Omer Wessendorf's work, by the way, is published by WLP. Stewards of Earth, using Jean Sibelius' famed Finlandia, which is used mainly for Be Still My Soul. Where Charity and Love Prevail, that's that Ubi Caritas translation that was written to a chant-like tune written by the French Benedictine organist, Dom Paul Benoit. God, Our God of Distant Ages, set to a couple of tunes. I've seen it set to Hymn to Joy. I've also seen it set to Nettleton. Saint Joseph Was a Just Man. This was set to the tune Munich, which we often know with O Word of God Incarnate. That was the tune, by the way, which Mendelssohn's Cast Thy Burden Upon the Lord was written upon. Westendorf also wrote his own text for We Gather Together and a Mighty Fortress is Our God. He also wrote Sing Praise to Our Creator, his own contribution to the collection of Gott Vater texts. If you remember last week, we mentioned the Gott Vater. He also wrote These 40 Days of Lent, O Lord, as an alternative first verse to Lord Who Throughout These 40 Days. The most famous of hymns, however, written by Westendorf to this day has got to be Gift of Finest Wheat. In fact, we sang it last weekend as the entrance hymn for Corpus Christi. Its refrain fit the introit to the day, in fact. The Lord fed his people with finest wheat and honey. Their hunger was satisfied. That was the introit of the day. Now, the refrain of the hymn, You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. The music comes, by the way, from Robert Kreutz. And this is probably the most famous work of Kreutz's as well. The hymn won a hymn writing competition in 1976, gaining acceptance as the official hymn of the 41st International Eucharistic Congress that was held in Philadelphia in August of 1976. The owner of the copyright is the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Many of the World Library worship aids, such as Seasonal Missalette, We Celebrate, and the People's Mass Book, still use much of Omer Westendorf's hymnody. And some of it even appears in hymnals by GIA and OCP, as well as the Canadian Catholic Book of Worship. And now, back by popular demand, here is Fugly.
Christ our God to birth. ascending comes on homage to thee, man. King of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth he stood, Lord of lords in human vesture, in the body and the blood. He will give to all the faithful his own self for heavenly food. Rank on rank the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way, as the light of light descending from the realms of endless day, comes the powers of hell to vanquish, as the darkness clears away. At his feet the six-winged seraph, cherubim with sleepless eye, veil their faces to the presence, as with ceaseless voice they cry, Alleluia, 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 Lord Most
Minstrel extraordinaire, Fugly. Let all mortal flesh keep silence, courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com. And don't forget to check out Fugly's website, povera.com. We'll leave that link in the show notes for you anyways. povera.com. Nolite cantangere illud murem. Don't touch that mouse.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Now with Chantcast.
Don't do this at church.
In the name of our Creator and of Jesus Christ and of the Holy Spirit.
Better still, stay out of that church altogether.
Funnier than archaic language. Less politically correct than inclusive language. It's hymnody, an inflationary language. And here to present today's inflationary language hymn Here is Seamus O'Reilly.
Hello there. Hey, go soon. Seamus Omicron Riley Moose. Bet you never expect that, did ya? Today's inflationary language hymn is brought to you by Realtors for God. And our hymn today is Alleluia, Sing Three Jesus. Alleluia, sing three Jesus. His the scepter, his the throne. Alleluia, his the quadrumph, his the victory we alone. Hark the songs of peaceful Zion, thunder like a mighty flood. Jesus out of every nation hath redeemed us by his blood. Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. Alleluia, he is near us, faith believes, nor questions how. Though the cloud from sight received him, when the 41 days were o'er, shall our hearts forget his promise, I am with thee evermore. Alleluia, bread of angels, thou on earth our food, our stay. Alleluia, hear the sinful, flee 3D from day 3 day. Intercessor, friend of sinners, urge Redeemer, plead 5 me. Where the songs of all the sinless sweep across the crystal sea. Alleluia, King Eternal, be the Lord of Lords we own. Alleluia, born of Mary, earth thy footstool, heaven thy throne. Thou within the veil has entered, robed in flesh, our great high priest. Thou on earth, all three, priest and victim, in the Eucharistic feast.
Christus vincit.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
And now, compliments of the Kurt Jester. Here's a really cool hymn riddle for you. What is a progressive's favorite Latin hymn?
Oh, I know.
Tantrum Ego. Ego sum Priyanis Michaelis Pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Says the snark with facial hair, or give us a D-I-G-G, Christus vincit anywhere. Use the link up on the sidebar, you can find it from your share. Amen.
And don't forget to drop your votes each month at podcastalley.com. If you look at the sidebar at christosvinci.com, you'll find it right there. You'll also find the link to dig.com, D-I-G-G.com, where you can give us a dig anytime we get a new show. You can give that a dig. Also, if you like what you see, and even if you don't like what you see, feel free to drop a line. You can do that at Podcast Alley. You can do it at Dig. You can do it on our message board, also on our sidebar at christosvinci.com. You'll find that there. And also at iTunes, there's a link there also where you can write a review. And while you're at it, friends, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Ngo from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dave Caloris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Leap.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, don't forget to vote for us at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vinci the Blog is in the running for Best Religion Blog category. Christos Vinci Anywhere is running in the Best Podcast category. The awards will be given November 10th. That is the new date, November 10th. So I still got all that time to get the votes in. If you can't vote for Christos Vinci, please consider a Catholic blog in your voting. www.bloggerschoiceawards.com. The trivia question from last week's show was answered quite quickly, I got to tell you. Lynn F., one of our regular listeners, as well as a regular on our RPINet message boards, revealed a clue that I had inadvertently left on the boards. You see, just short of 4 years ago, Jason Pennington and I had brainstormed on doing some justice to that hideous song, Hail Mary Gentle Woman, by the former Reverend Kerry Landry. Jason was able to translate it to and from Latin inside and out. He had done a complete translation of Hail Mary, Gentlewoman in Latin. As for my part was to transform that horrible sleeper of a melody into something that resembles chant. Since the big mill fire in our area in the fall of 2003, which burned our house to the ground and did quite a bit of damage to several others, all my hard and soft copies were lost. By the way, my apologies, I did manage to screw something up. I forgot the word peccatoribus in chanting the Ave Maria from the Ave Maria Clemens Mulier last week. Anywho, Lynn also called me a big snark. So, we're going to award 1,000 points to Lynn for getting the right answer and an extra 1,000,000 points for proper use of the word snark. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vinci Anywhere. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Featured Anywhere as a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and, oh yeah, the Christos Vincent Network.